This is Fresh Air. George Gershwin is far better known as a composer than as a performer, but in the 1920s and 30s he made a number of recordings of both his popular and more serious works. All of them have now been released on a 2-CD set on the British Pearl label. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz doesn't think anyone ever played Gershwin better than Gershwin.
On February 12, 1924, George Gershwin made musical history at New York's Aeolian Hall. That was the world premiere of his Rhapsody in Blue. Paul Whiteman conducted, and Gershwin himself played the piano. 4 months later, they recorded it for Victor. It was Gershwin's first commercial recording. 3 years later, with the advent of electrical recording, the original performers recorded it again. Both versions are now available on a new collection called George Gershwin Plays George Gershwin. It's fascinating to compare them because there were bigger changes than in the recording technique. Ferdy Grofe, who is best known as the composer of the Grand Canyon Suite, was Paul Whiteman's orchestrator. He helped arrange the original Rhapsody in Blue. Before the second recording, he made changes in the orchestration, added more instruments. Over the years, Rhapsody got more and more respectable, more Rhapsody and less blue. In 1942, 5 years after Gershwin's death, Grofe made an even more symphonic arrangement. Here's the way Rhapsody in Blue opened in the original 1924 version. Ross Gorman is the amazing clarinetist. This is what the same personnel sounded like in 1927. The sound is better, but already Rhapsody in Blue has begun to sound more big band than jazz band. George Gershwin didn't make a lot of commercial recordings. Besides the two complete versions of Rhapsody in Blue and a separate version of the Andante, the only other serious works of his that he recorded are his brief three preludes and the even briefer piano and celeste parts on a recording of An American in Paris conducted by Nat Schildkret. He also supervised an album of selections from his opera Porgy and Bess with two Metropolitan Opera singers, Helen Jepsen and the great Lawrence Tibbett. Both white, of course. All of these, plus excerpts from two live Gershwin radio appearances on the Rudy Valley Show, are all included in this new CD set. But the selections that you might play most often are the 10 rhythmically exhilarating solo recordings Gershwin made in London of his own inimitable arrangements of his show tunes. Songs like Someone to Watch Over Me, My One and Only, and Clap Your Hands, which we heard at the very beginning. Gershwin also accompanied the sublime Fred Astaire and his sister Adele in four other numbers, and they're all irresistible.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed George Gershwin Plays George Gershwin on the Pearl label. This is Fresh Air.